What is up, guys? It's been a while since I've been back. It's so nice to be talking to you guys. It's been a while since I have been on here. It's been a while since I have been talking to you guys. But I recently posted a poll out on my Facebook. If you have not seen it, you can check it out and you can vote. But I asked you guys what you wanted me to talk about next for my podcast. And it was a kind of a little bit of a tie between selling and marketing tips and what was the other one? It was future plans for the business. So those two were kind of tied, but I also did put one out there that said update in the life. So that's what I'm gonna do today. I know I need to talk about the other two topics that you guys voted for, but I thought this needed to come first to explain my sudden absence. It's been a while and there has been quite a bit happening around here, and I thought I'd fill you guys in because it's been a while. So yeah, let's go ahead and fill you guys in. So first of all, I took a break without telling you guys. I took a break and I needed the time to take the time off of my socials because there was no orders coming in. I think I needed some time to just rethink and figure out what I needed to do next to improve the stock and improve the business because it was getting to be a lot for me. I had to do the Zoom classes was too much for me right now. And then I just c didn't have time to be doing the other things that I thought really mattered, like putting my YouTube videos out, making sure to update you guys on my socials, and I just wasn't being able to keep up with that. So I needed some time to think, and it's been nice. So yeah, I thought I would take some time today and kind of fill you guys in on that, because it's been a little minute. So first of all, we did have some lambs on the ground. Bella, my ewe that we got from Kathy, she lambed a few weeks ago. I think that was the first week in August. She had a nice little single out of Thor, and she's turning out pretty nice. And then we've got the ewe lamb, which is 100% Australian ewe lamb. I haven't picked a name out for her yet, so if you guys have any suggestions, go ahead and drop in the comment box. But she's gonna be lambing. I think it's gonna be today or tomorrow because she is huge. I don't think she can get any bigger because she is the biggest ewe I have ever seen, and that's a lot saying Scarlett is really big. So yeah, she's pretty big. She's gonna be popping them out any day. She's super loose in the back. She's uddered up. She's pretty big. I'll have to just take a picture and put it on my social so you guys can see how freaking big she is. But yeah, she's big. I've never seen a ewe so big, but she is ginormous, and she's not big down, like deep, but she's big, like round in her sides. So it's a big ewe. Hopefully some big, nice lambs are gonna come out of her. But we've got lambs coming. We recently just ordered from Premier, and my stuff came today or yesterday, sorry. The panel, I ordered more lambing panels because I wanted to be able to make a crepe pen and a lambing pen because we've got that one baby that's a few weeks old that I need to be setting crepe up, and then I have another ewe that's lambing, so I need to be able to have a lambing pen and a crepe pen. So we ordered more panels, and they came yesterday, so I need to set those up this week. And then let's see. Oh my gosh, I did not even post anything or tell you guys. We got another horse. We got another horse. What's that? Like 2 weeks ago, I think. Yeah, his name is Jack, and he's a super sweet horse. I'll have to post something on my social so you guys can see him. He is very similar looking to my horse now, Brumby. And but he's just when we got him, he was super skinny. He's the same age as Brumby, 5 or 6. He's super skinny and just needed some muscle because he hadn't been worked. So I'm working on that. We're doing some lunging work. We're doing some nice feed with him. So he's getting his feet done today, actually in an hour. So I need to wrap this up. But yeah, I really like him. He's a very sweet horse. If you guys didn't know, I'm on a drill team, an equestrian drill team called Flying Arrows, and they are so sweet. If you don't know what a equestrian drill team is, you can look it up. But yeah, they're called Flying Arrows, and I am so proud to be an arrow, and it's so nice to be on that team with my horse, and it's very fun and a great use of my time. So that's kind of why I've been taking the break, is I've been committing so much of my time there. We actually recently had a show, what was that, last month or month before, and we got reserve, so that was pretty awesome. But yeah, it's very nice. I actually am in the drill team with my mom, so it's nice to do something with her, be riding again, and it's nice to be able to do that. So that's kind of an update. I haven't talked too much about that with you guys. That's something I should definitely talk about more of because it's a great thing in my life and I really like it. It's really nice to be an arrow and to be on the team. So that's really cool. But that's kind of nice. And then we got another show coming up in October, and that is going to be at Grand Nationals. So we're going to be competing, and we're going to have two runs. One run is going to be in our normal clothes. They like put together like these flannels that so we all match, and we got the cowboy hats and everything. And then our second run is theme. So we're going to be dressing up as like something. For our last show for theme, we dressed up as pirates, and that was pretty cool. But it was like a million degrees out, so it was so hot, and everybody was just walking around all sweaty, and it was so funny. But yeah, it was very nice. So that was fun, but we're not quite sure what our theme is going to be for the Grand Nationals, so we need to figure that out. But our runs are doing pretty good, so that's pretty fun. But yeah, let me know if you guys want to see more of that, and I can post something on my socials for you guys to see what it's like. But yeah, it's pretty fun. Jack is pretty sweet. He's a very nice little horse. He's actually gonna be my mom's horse, so I just need to work with him a little bit more so she can start riding him again. And then he's getting his feet done because he's got one side that's kind of twisted up. He's got one side of the hoof that's longer and one side that's shorter, so it makes him walk funny. So we haven't been riding him because that's something that needs to get fixed before we can ride him. So that's nice. We got another horse and a lot of sheep, so that just means food, food, food. But yeah, everything is nice. I'm gonna try and do more podcast episodes soon, so keep your eye out for that. But I'm just warning you guys now, it's not gonna be on a schedule. I'm just gonna be putting them out whenever I have time and whenever I can do it, because it was going to be a lot for me to do my podcast, do my Zoom class, make sure I'm sending out the newsletters. So just warning you guys, it's gonna be just kind of whenever I have time, whenever I can do it. But yes, that's that. I'm going to be trying to do more YouTube videos because I do kind of miss doing that, but it's a lot to film, edit, and post. Way, way harder than it sounds. So I'm going to try and keep doing that for you guys because I know you guys like that, but I'm just trying to focus on the sheep, focus on the drill team, focus on that stuff. So you guys are going to have to kind of keep up with me. I'm sorry that I haven't been on here. It's been just nice keep taking a little summer break of my own. But I'm going to try and get back in the groove because we got more lands on the ground. Our business is expanding. I'm going to be probably bringing some of these lambs out of Thor and the new sheep probably to Reno next year. So that's going to be nice. So I need to keep an eye on those sheep, make sure they're doing good. I tagged the new baby a few weeks ago, tagged and banded. And yeah, I just got a new order of tags because we actually used up all of our tags, all 20 of our tags from this year. And last year, yeah, and the year before, kind of. So we took 3 years to use up 20 tags. That shows how many sheep we have had born here. And then we recently ordered another 20, so that's 40. So it'll go up to 40, start at 21, go to 40. So we'll see. We're gonna see how this goes. But yeah, we're doing pretty good. I did order a prolapse harness and spoon just to be safe. I didn't have that on hand before, but it is definitely something you need to have just in case, because my ewes have been pretty good. They haven't had any problems besides Lady when she had a couple her two lambs die. So that sucked. That was our first lambs we had lost, but oh well. Update on Lady real quick. She did go back in with Hulk after kind of she lost her lambs. I gave her a month off and then I put her back in for breeding. She actually missed, so she's not bred. I'm very disappointed in that, but it might be that she lost that her lambs died. Maybe that screwed up her pregnancy. I'm not quite sure. Or maybe she lost her pregnancy a little bit. I have no idea. I don't know, but we're gonna try and get where she's back in with the ram right now. We're gonna try and get her rebred. And if she doesn't, then she's probably gonna be a ewe that I'm gonna have to sell because she isn't performing great. And I haven't got a single live lamb out of her since we got her. So that's kind of a disappointment, but I'm gonna try and have her bred, but if she does not perform this next time, I'm gonna have to sell her just because I need ewes that I can rely on, and then I can actually count to get bred. Like Beauty, she gets bred every single time and lands perfectly. She is the definition of a dream sheep. She always gets bred, always lands perfectly. She's like a Barbie doll. She's perfect. But anyway, I'm not quite sure what else to update you guys on. If you guys kind of liked my update, hopefully you guys did. If you want me to talk about anything else in another update video, let me know because I can totally do that. But I think our next podcast is probably going to be doing what you guys voted for, either future plans for the business or the selling and marketing tips. So I will probably, maybe I'll do the selling and marketing tips actually once I get down. No, I'll figure it out. But anyway, thank you guys so much for watching and for listening in. It's been a minute, so forgive me for the little break I took, but I just needed some time because it was getting to be a lot and it was getting to be very stressful. And I was falling behind with a lot of the stuff I was trying to do for you guys, and it was too much. So I'm gonna try and do my best. But I think in the future for the Zoom classes, I'm just gonna do the videos on my own without sending links out, without doing all that, because I think that would limit the amount of stress I had doing that. So then I can just make the videos on my own, like I'm doing right now, kind of like a podcast. I'll just make the Zoom videos like that, and I'll put the content together in my own time. And then I can just put it out on my campaign monitor. So you guys have to subscribe to the campaign, or not the campaign monitor, what is that called? Mighty Networks. That's my Mighty Networks where I can put all my Zoom videos. I'll just put all of my recordings on there so you guys can listen into that. And if I decide some of them are really kind of special content, I think it has like an option where you have to pay for it. So I need to figure that out. If you guys have any suggestions on anything else I could try to do, anything else, just let me know because I really, really enjoy your support and your ideas. So thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully it was nice. I'm back, so hopefully that is nice for you guys. I'm gonna try and do more update vlogs because I think that's kind of nice just to come on here every once in a while and just tell you what's happening, update you. So thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next video.